We're talking about how long we've been in Libya right now, and you were saying that you knew this a long time ago.
Well, there was an agenda to create absolute turmoil and mayhem in the Middle East, leading to a conflict to draw in China and Russia. Yeah, exactly the form it would take in terms of which country first. We're now seeing the thing unfold. But the whole thing about the turmoil and our people in the Middle East, yes, and others have too. It's been a long-term plan leading to what they want to be have is a third world war. And I'll tell you, okay, if I could just say two things. So if people are new to this, there's two points I want to make. First of all, they talk about America are sending the troops in, Britain are sending the troops in. Well, only in theory. The way it works is this. They have created this cabal over a long, long period of time, because this didn't start yesterday, didn't even start in the last century. It started long, long ago. They have created a structure which is like a transnational corporation. If you think of something like McDonald's, a simple one, you've got the headquarters somewhere, mm-hmm. and then in each country, you've got the subsidiaries. Now, if you go into an you know, pass them. You pass a McDonald's in Eastern Europe or South Africa or anywhere, it's like passing one in L.A., really. It's the same thing. It's the same corporate signature, the same way of doing things. And that's the way that this cabal, a global network, operates. But instead of, like, subsidiary companies, they are subsidiary networks of secret societies and families that operate in each country. And the job of these subsidiary networks, say in America, the Rockefellers heavily involved in this one, is to manipulate and direct that country's government, banking, business, media, et cetera, in line with the central agenda that's being dictated to all these subsidiary networks. And that is in Europe, in old Europe. It's in places like Rome and London, Paris, that whole old Europe arena.
That's where the holding company is.
Yeah, that exactly. That, and I'm not talking about the governments either. I mean, the governments of Britain, France.
Right, I understand.
It's the center of this global secret society bloodline web. So when we talk about America and people, and even this is going on being said very loudly in Britain now, your country is in a desperate financial state. There's people, your people you represent or supposed to, living in tent cities, out of work, wondering where the next meal's coming from, and you are spending $600,000 on every cruise missile that they are launching. Goodness knows what even Libya's cost so far. What's going on? I don't understand it. You're the government of America. No, they're not. They're the government subsidiary of the global cartel. Mm-hmm. Therefore, the cartel goes into Libya under the name of American forces. It goes into Iraq under the name of British forces. They couldn't give a damn about the people. That is why there's never, ever enough money to give people a decent life, dignity, even the basics of shelter and warmth. But there's always enough money, money no object, to kill people and pepper bomb cities. It's because it's about serving the cabal. Now, if we take it to the next level, where they want to go, they want to create a centralized Orwellian global state based on a world government that would dictate to every country in the world. They want a world army that would impose the will of the world government. And I was writing in books 15 years ago that one of the ways they were going to evolve to the world army was to have NATO and NATO countries operating increasingly outside the North Atlantic arena. And that's what they're doing.
And that's what's happening.
They're in Afghanistan. They're talking about now taking the NATO into Libya, et cetera. This is exactly what is unfolding. They want a world central bank that would dictate all finance to every country. And that is one of the major reasons. There are others, too.
And they want a different currency, David.
Yeah, well, while they're crashing the world economy, when they had the crash in 2008, people were coming forward and saying, to sort this out, we need a world central bank. Now, they plan to create another financial crash that would make the 2008 one seem mild, and then they'll really push this global central bank, and as you say, a world currency, which in the end would not be physical money. It would merely be electronic, and there's a massive reason for that in relation to freedom. If you go into a shop now and you hand over electronic money, a credit card, and they say, sorry, won't accept your card, this machine won't accept your card, then you, at least you can still pay cash.
Yes, you've got that option.
Once cash is out of circulation, they want a global cashless society, then whoever programs the computer system dictates if you purchase or not outside of barter. That's the idea. And the other thing they want is a microchip population with children microchipped at birth as a matter of course, because through the chip, they can manipulate humans physically, mentally, and emotionally. I begin chapter and verse on this back in 1997 about this by a CIA scientist who was desperate to get this information out.
Sounds like the sign of the beast from the Bible, isn't it?
Well, some people interpret it like that, but that's what they're looking at. Now, how do they get there? They get there through two techniques, which I've been talking about for 20 years, nearly. One of them I dubbed problem, reaction, solution. Stage one, you create a problem, but you blame someone else for it. You then tell through an unquestioning mainstream media the version of that problem you want people to believe, i.e. Bin Laden orchestrated 9/11, the banking crash of 2008 was just greed and an accident. At the core, it was totally manipulated, and that we're only going into Libya to protect the peaceful protesters. Well, why aren't you going into Bahrain, mate, where the Saudis and the United Arab Emirates and the Bahraini royal family are doing horrors to the people protesting there?
Same thing. That's right.
Yeah, exactly. Because Libya is the first on the list. But I tell you this, Saudi Arabia and Kuwait and Bahrain and the United Arab Emirates, they're all on the list. They're all going to go, but it's just a matter of when the time is right, because they need to get them on their side for certain things. And once those things have happened, we don't need you anymore. You're going as well.
Now, when the cabal gets tired of the royal family in Saudi Arabia or the emir in Kuwait, they'll get rid of them.
Well, they're only leaders of convenience. I mean, the House of Saud was put in there with vital support from the British Empire, as they
That's
called
right.
it then. The Bahraini royal family was the same, supported by the British Empire, et cetera, et cetera. Now, think of this, because everything's tied, because these people are evil, and I don't say that word very often, it's overused, but these people are evil, but they're not stupid. They're very clever in the way that they orchestrate all this, because this goes much deeper than just a few men in dark suits sitting around a table deciding the next move.